Lebanon's period of crisis is far from over. I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A recent fire has added to the stress for a ministry in the Baca Valley. And it doesn't take solitary confinement to make someone feel isolated. That's why one prison ministry is passionate about connecting with those incarcerated. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Lebanon's central bank is lowering interest rates to try and reduce the country's financial crisis. The government is struggling to restructure, and mass protests are stop and go. The tension is unsettling for some Syrian refugees. Their trouble began with Arab Spring protests in 2011. Add unexpected emergencies on top of that, and you've got a new layer of trauma refugees need to process. Hartford Lebanon's Tom Adama tells us about last week's tent fire in a Syrian refugee camp.
This was in a tent settlement right alongside of our new Hope Ministry Center in the Baca Valley. We saw the fire smoke start to come out of a tent, and it quickly spread to other tents. About 17 tents were destroyed. That comes to 18 families. 149 people were displaced again, lost everything again. The trauma from this is pretty bad.
Hartford Lebanon staff were among the first to respond.
The first thing we did was start to go in and clean up the burnt debris and make the ground level again, build them new tents, and then start providing them with carpets, pillows, and cooking supplies, shoes, and winter coats, those kind of items, just to sustain life.
Please pray that as Hearts for Lebanon staff provide physical help, that it also leads to gospel opportunities. This fall, three Coptic churches caught fire in Egypt. Currently, it's unknown whether these fires were arson or faulty electrical wiring. StillSat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering encouragement. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7 USA, was recently visiting Egypt.
The Coptic Church is alive and well, and there are evangelical churches that exist in Egypt that, as long as they're not out publicly and actively proselytizing, they're pretty much left alone unless, again, something happens with an extremist.
Though the church fires are suspicious, Rogers says the church in the Middle East is resilient, and Sat7 is reminding believers that they're not alone.
Sat7 always exists not to necessarily react to everything that's in the news, although it wants to be relevant and speak to people's everyday problems and circumstances, but to take them back to the faith. What does God say in Scripture about His sovereignty? What does He say about His protection? What does He say about His blessing, even in the face of walking through the valley of the shadow of death or whatever it might be?
Please pray for the encouragement and perseverance of the church in Egypt and ask God to protect and fortify the work there too. If you'd like more ways to get involved, visit missionnews.org. And in prison, you don't have to be on solitary confinement to feel like you're all alone. Almost 70% of inmates in the U.S. lose all contact with anyone in the free world. This loneliness epidemic among prisoners is most evident at Christmas, and that's why Crossroads Prison Ministries works extra hard in the holiday season to let incarcerated men and women know they're loved.
Each of the inmates that we are serving will be getting a Christmas card from Crossroads. This year it will be signed by all of our staff, and it really comes to them as a tangible reminder that they have not been forgotten by society or really by God.
Crossroads will mail over 17,000 Christmas letters to inmates in 2,300 prison facilities. Wondering how you can help?
We can always use financial resources that help us with the mailing, and we can always use volunteers that come into the office and help us prepare for the mailings. And then long term, obviously the program that we offer is that we connect prisoners to mentors, volunteers on the outside that do Bible studies through the mail and encourage them throughout the rest of the year.
Connect with Crossroads Prison Ministries at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy at missionnews.org, where you can also sign up to receive our free daily e-news. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.